If I'm not me, then who's going to be me? Who's going to fulfill my task? Mission pick abos, al tiyabos the kolodim, val tiyamafli the kolodim. Shein lecha adam, shein lo shah. Everybody got his tafkid and his unique purpose in the world that he has to do. Usech des avos, moina atana kodesh be mem ches kinyona atoira. One of the mem ches kinyona atoira is a makiris makoimoi. Makiris makoimoi, a person has to recognize his place. What does this mean? Inyan zehu memailoi sachochem asholet. It's one of the qualities of a chochem asholet. You want to be the mem ches kinyona Torah you need in order to become sholem, to acquire your Torah. So makiris makoimoi is one of the qualities a person needs. When a person recognizes his place and his purpose, he also doesn't get upset if his place is not comfortable, because it's his place, it's the way it needs to be. Wherever he is, however uncomfortable the matzav is, he knows that he's where he's supposed to be, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and in this moment he has an opportunity to serve Hashem, no matter where he is, no matter what he's doing. That betochen, that I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, provides a person with the ultimate tranquility that you can have. No matter what situation you're in, if you recognize that this is where Hashem's put me to do a unique job, then what's it to be upset about?
But how to know it's our place or not?
If this is where you are, this is your place. This is where you're supposed to be right now. What are you supposed to be doing? Let's see as we go along. The person has a clear definition of what his tafkid in the world is. That's where the Maseiros Yesharim starts. Person has to know machovosa balamoi. If you look at the lashon of the Maseiros Yesharim, you'll see it's in the singular. Machovosa balamoi. What's his obligation in his world? For to explain is what is he supposed to be doing now in this particular situation? He has to know machovosa balamoi. So I found there's klali chovot, there's shulchan aruch. Everybody's got to be given shulchan aruch. Then you lament it down. Well, I'm not a kohen, so there's a lot of things I don't have to worry about. I'm not a woman, I'm not a man, I'm not living in Eretz Yisrael, I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. You whittle down which mitzvahs are shaykh to you today. Those mitzvahs you have to do, avada. Then you have to find your unique machavasa balama, your unique. And that's hard, that only a person can, that's between you and Hashem. That's, we said earlier, zechayi yichud. That's where you are very alone with Hashem, and it's a lonely place. It's a very lonely place. Just simple example. Person wants to sit and learn. So he's sitting and learning. He gets a bit of toothache. He ignores it, he pushes it aside, he carries on learning. It gets worse. Eventually, as he says, he goes off to the dentist. What's his makaimoy now? He's in the waiting room at the dentist. Why? Because that's where Hashem wants you to be. Hashem doesn't need you to go to the dentist to take care of your toothache. Hashem can take care of people's toothaches. Hashem gave you the toothache and Hashem sent you to the dentist because that's called normal ishtadlus, right? When you get a toothache, you're not sitting in the barber waiting room to get a haircut, you're sitting at the dentist. So Hashem obviously wants me to be at the dentist right now. Now, we don't always know why. What am I supposed to be doing here? But you can always be Makad Hashem Shammai. You can always, whatever. Whoever else is there, whoever, whatever. You have opportunities here to be Makad Hashem Shammai. Yeah, but I'd rather be learning. So now the daiger starts. Why does Hashem want me learning? Why is he putting me in the dentist room? What am I? So then you start with all the daigas. If you know, listen, obviously Hashem has a mission for me. My tafkid right now is to be in the dentist waiting room. That's why I had the sore tooth. You know, besides all the other things the tooth is machapa for, you know, all the lashon hara and everything, that sore teeth machapa for. I'm sitting in the dentist room because that's where I need to be. So I'm ragua. Ani lo ba'elem. Ma, va, boom. It's a simple example. Obviously, they're much more complicated examples. Could be that Kosh Bonko wants me to carry on learning the way I was in the basement. She just wants me to do it in the dentist's waiting room because somebody needs to see it. Yeah. And sometimes you may never know what it was you did in the dentist room that changed the world. You may never find out. The famous story, might have discussed it here before. There's a Rabbi Rodin from Houston or Dallas?
Dallas.
Who he got a call one day from one of his congregants, one of his close congregants. Oh, that guy used to daven sometimes in his shul. That he wants to come see him. He goes, oh, come see me. Come see him. He wants to give a donation. Now, it's unusual in those days. Usually people don't phone up and say, I want to come give you a donation. Anyway, so they spoke about whatever. He tells him, yeah, no, he wants to give him $2,000, which was an enormous sum of money in those days. Like, shock, Posada, okay. He said, let's have his checkbook on him now. He'll come post later, I'll give him the checks. Posada, come on. I've heard that story a few times as well. I just don't have any checks on me right now. Anyway, came back the next day, said he's decided $2,000 is not enough, he's giving him $5,000. $5,000 is not going to be a humongous sum of money for him. He was getting $100 checks, he was happy. Couldn't understand what happened. He sent this over the hesped for this guy that gave the check. What had happened to this yid, he'd gone to Eretz Yisrael, Chiloni Lagamrei. He'd gone off to Eretz Yisrael on one of the compulsory Eretz Yisrael tours. On one of the compulsory Eretz Yisrael tours, one of the compulsory stops is at the Koisel. Got to go to the Koisel. He took him to the Koisel. At the Koisel, he saw a yid there, Yerushalmi yid, davening. Like he'd never seen anyone daven in his life. He said, Mamash. He saw someone talking to God, to Pshuto. He'd never seen that before. And he was Mamash taken away by it. So he asked one of the people who he was with, where would that yid in Dallas feel comfortable davening? Where would he want to daven if he was in Dallas? So the guy said in Rabbi Rodin's shul, it's the only place this yid could find a place to daven in Dallas. I decided. I was so much taken away by this yid, I decided I'm going to go donate some money to Rabbi Rodin's shul in his honor. Anyway, this started a relationship developing. Eventually the guy started keeping Shabbos and he started walking to the shul and whatever. And eventually he built, I think when he died, the family built the new shul in Dallas for Rabbi Rodin with his estate, whatever. Now, imagine this Yerushalmi yid. Yeah, what was he doing? He was doing at the Koisel. What was his Makoima? He was at the Koisel. He stopped at some tzoris. I don't know, he had a sick kid, Rachmanitzlan, he couldn't pay for the Shidduch, or he, whatever, he had some tzoris, you know, whatever Yerushalmi yid didn't have tzoris with. And he got to the Koisel to daven. Mustafa, he would have much rather been sitting in the base midrash learning, but he had a tzoris, he had to go to the Koisel to learn, to daven. So he was standing there davening. When he gets to Shemayim, yeah, this yid that was chosen for Tshuva is going to get him, and all the donations, and the new building in Dallas. He's not going to know what you're talking about. What did I do? Sometimes you don't know when you're in that situation. You're sitting in the dentist room, you don't know what you did. You don't know. But maybe you find out, maybe you don't find out. You'll find out. The question is this world, but the next world you'll find out. But if a person has this approach, whatever I'm doing or wherever I am, I'm supposed to be here now. I'm supposed to be doing whatever I'm supposed to be doing, so I'll do it as well as I can. And doesn't know what impact you can have and what impact you can have. But I don't get behelim, I don't get agitated, I don't get upset because this is what I'm supposed to be.
In other words, you created a scenario as a two-thing, he went to the dentist, right? So he had the Yates over and he went to a ball game. He said, listen, you know, I'm taking the afternoon off, I'm going to a ball game.
So he used his Bechira wrong. So now he's at the ball game, how's he going to be at the ball game?
So but obviously he's somewhere in between.
I don't know if there's anything between. You're either doing the Ratzon Hashem, you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem. There's nothing in between. You're doing the Ratzon Hashem or not doing the Ratzon Hashem. Well, what could be between doing the Ratzon Hashem or not doing the Ratzon Hashem? A person has a mission statement. A person knows where he's trying to get to. He knows he's not perfect. He's doing the best he can. He knows that there's certain things he shouldn't be doing, but that's not on his... That's not what he's working on right now. Rosh Hashanah, you're working on this and this and this, and he understands. Go to the ball game, maybe for him, he shouldn't be going to the ball game, but if he decides for him, that's not something he's fighting with right now. That ball game is just too ingrained, and he's not going to, he's working on other things right now. He says at the ball game, which means being at the ball game could be to do the Ratzon Hashem right now for you, because that's what you're supposed to do. Now that your ball game, no, so how do you even kind of shem shmai, but a ball game, I don't know. Don't throw oranges at the opposition. I don't know what people do at ball games, I've never been to one. I know what we do in South Africa at rugby games. Not a kiddish Hashem. There's some areas where it's easier, there's some areas where it's harder. We don't always know. That's what I'm saying. You don't always know. Because we're not perfect. You do the best you can. There's some areas you do. I'm going to get a simple look. You're driving home and you get a flat tire. Where are you supposed to be right now? On the side of the road with a flat tire.
You had no choice.
That's what I'm saying. So now you know where you're supposed to be. Okay. So that's easy. So now what do you do with that flat tire? Now you have a choice. You can get upset, you can kick the car, you can get anguish, you can get a, you have a meeting and you're going to be late, you get uptight, you get to say, oh, Hashem, this is what Hashem wants me to be. And that's an enormous success. I'm supposed to be here. Tov, now we'll start, you know, open up the trunk, take out the jacks, the simcha. What about all the things you thought you were supposed to be doing? No manya noti anymore, because that's what Hashem told me where I need to be. Was it easy? There's some things that are not so simple.
Right, there's obviously a lot of gray where
we don't always know. We don't know. But we have to at least be aware of the fact that there's something going on here and I don't know what it is. As opposed to, I'm not even aware that there's something happening. Why are you in the dentist room? Because you have toothache. That's not why you're in the dentist room. You're in the dentist room because you've got toothache. The dentist room because Hashem wants me to sit in the dentist room right now. That's why I'm here. What was the toothache? The toothache was Eichatimtzeh to get me to the dentist room. And of course in Hashem's ultimate infinite cheshboinus, I needed the toothache as well. And I have to focus on why I had toothache as well. That's a separate question. But why I'm sitting in the dentist room right now is because that's where Hashem wants me to be. Why am I in the office now? Why am I in the bank manager's office now? Why am I standing in the bank in the line to cash a check? Because that's where Hashem wants me to be. When it comes down to Bechira, I'm in this place because I chose to be here. Why am I in the base of Midrash now? Because I made a Bechira decision to be here. And why am I sitting in a pub somewhere? Because I made a Bechira decision to be there. No, that's not where you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to be there right now. Of course. If it was your Bechira that put you in that place, and it's the wrong place, you're not supposed to be there. Of course, get out of there. Which raises another question is how do I know whether this was a Bechira or not? That's a real question. Yeah.
We've got the two things. You've got an interest in
it. No, I have choices.
You've got a cash and check, it's an event.
Fuck, so once again, it's Bechira. Am I going to sit and learn and I'll send someone to cash the check for me? Well, am I going to go down to cash the check and then I've got to get in touch with what my best interests are? Why did I cash the check? Why did I'm supposed to cash the check? If it's mitzvah, maybe I'll do it. Rav Chetzkel Avramsky used to go down to the post office and buy his own stamps when he was doing something that was considered mitzvah. He said, go and get someone to do your mitzvahs for you. When it was time he had to post a letter which wasn't beget a mitzvah, he sent someone to buy the stamps. Yeah. No. I'll rather sit and learn. Of course. A lot of shikulim here. But if I have a toothache, I don't have to go to the dentist. I can drink a bottle of whiskey and go back to bed. You know, but you're right. Normally, when a person has a terrible toothache, he lands up in the dentist waiting room. Person needs a loan, he goes to the bank. But Hashem sets up a situation in life where you're going to be where you need to be, because that's how it gets to go there. But of course, the thing that gets you there is also an end in and of itself. It's not just a means to an end, because Hashem could have got you to the waiting room in the dentist without a toothache. I mean, the toothache also has an intrinsic value. Get in touch with that as well. The flat tire also has intrinsic value besides the fact that I'm just stuck on the side of the road. Shem could have got me stuck on the side of the road in one of a million ways. Why didn't choose a flat tire? Because, you know. And once again, we don't always have answer to our questions. Why did this happen? Where did they go? You have to ask the question. You don't always get answers. You don't know everything that's there. We're humans. But a chochem is Mekiris Mekoyim. He knows what his place is, he knows where he's supposed to be and why he's supposed to be there. When he's at a chasana, he's one. When he's at a levaya, he knows how to deal with which matzav that he is dealing with God. Yodei Shazur Ratzonei Shal Kosh Boch Sheyeh Dafke Mamakom Zeh V'Kanu Yavadus Hashem. It's the Ratzon Hashem that I'm Dafke here right now. And this is our serve Hashem. How often are you driving on the road and you take a wrong turn off, or you miss the turn off, or Waze can't find the satellite and you go wrong? How often does that happen? It happens all the time. Why? Oh, you idiot, you weren't looking. No, because you weren't supposed to be on that road. You're supposed to be on this road. Why? I don't know. It happened to me last night, coming back from Kiryat Sefer. An extra 10-minute drive because I missed the turn-off, so to go further and make a loop and come back, whatever. Why? To this moment, I don't know. I don't have an answer to the question. I know that for whatever reason, I was supposed to be on this road here, not that road there. Posh it. Wasn't a bechir, it wasn't a... It's not something life, pitom, you know. Pitom, you know, you don't... Some life. Is that who you're supposed to be? So now I can get upset and get angry and get cross and have a fight with whatever, whoever's in the car or whatever, because, oh, well, you know, and you took the wrong turn. No. So get on 10 minutes late. Upset. Do I know why? I can speculate. It could be, God forbid, if I was that an accident or something. I don't know. Right? I don't know. You freak me out. Ask Hashem the question, and if I get an answer, an answer. I have to at least know that it's a question to be asked. Why don't I sit in? Why don't I sit in extra 10 minutes? Why don't I try? Extra delic, get home late, whatever, it's already late. Ask the question. You'll answer, you won't answer. But the focus here is I need to know that Hashem's controlling the situation, therefore I ask him, Hashem, what's going on here? As opposed to, oh, you idiot, why did you take the wrong turn off? Now you're going to have to, and you took the wrong, and you went wrong. You didn't take the wrong turn off, you took the right turn off. You thought that was the right turning. It wasn't. How'd you know? Because you're on this path now. This is the right path. Where there's a bechiri involved with Nochem's kasha, this is not so simple. You know, was there a bechiri involved? Wasn't there a bechiri involved? If it's obvious there was a bechiri, then you're right, you could be in the wrong place. That's what bechiri is all about. And where it's poshet, not bechira, you miss a journal for whatever, it's not bechira. It's easy. The question is when you're not sure, was it bechira, wasn't it bechira? That requires a lot of, you know, to know yourself, know what your job is, what your mission statement is. Is it bringing you closer to your goal, further from your goal? But one thing this does is it calms you down. Al yaday kach liboy poni lismoich v'la'avres Hashem yisbach v'kol ha'yisbach v'kol sha'ah. Now you're free to serve Hashem in every moment. This is what we call availability. I'm available. I'm available. Why am I available? Because Hashem's running the world. And Hashem's doing whatever he's supposed to be doing. And therefore, I'm freed up to do what I'm supposed to do. Bitte shalom or milchama, whether he's in peacetime, wartime, tzav, simcha, shefa machso, he has a lot. He's metzamtzem. Panos is going well. It's not going well. Tamid who mamshich lasos nachas ruach lekoina and his chesed im hakosh boch b'kol ma'isav. Since he knows it's all from Hashem, it's all for the good, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. He's calm, he's chilled, he's not freaking out and getting upset and uptight because oy vavoy, this is not what I want. Because he knows it's from Hashem, it's what's good for me. At some level this is some proper level. So he can speak about it because his father went through escaping the Nazis, his mother went through Auschwitz like this. Never got behelem, never got upset, never doing what Hashem wants me to do. He asked his mother, how did she carry on having children during the... They went hungry, so the move to Auschwitz came late. But for, I think he said, 3 years, they were hiding in bunkers and running away and hiding from the Nazis and pretending to be going like mamish, like rats. He said they were living like rats. They would wake up in the morning not knowing where they were going to sleep that night. They had to be on the move the whole time, whatever. And I think she had two or three children during all of this. So they asked her once. The one child died in Auschwitz. She gave birth to him in Auschwitz. So they asked her once, what were you thinking? You have children in the middle of the night. He said, I'm a Jew. I do what I'm supposed to do. She said, what are you supposed to do? That's an answer? For her, that was an answer. I know what my job is. It's been my job. Hashem was making world wars and Nazis and Auschwitzes or whatever. Mazik Ashola. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. He does what he has to do. He's not a steer.
The question once I asked my father. My older sister was born during the war. So I asked him, well, how did you took the responsibility. He moved from Belgium to France, from France to Italy. I mean, like you say. So I said, look, you've done your journey. He said, I have a question on the mitzvah. I finish.
You have?
Can you have a question on the mitzvah?
On mitzvah? Oh,
that was my puzzle. My puzzle answered differently. That I tell you after the shiur.
We soldiers. We're soldiers. You do what you have to do. You know that it's good for you. Because it's Hashem. If it's Hashem and it's good for me, then I do it. Okay. That's a nice ideal. It's some very high level. Hadibra Siris. V'achreina basara dibrais hi. What's the last of the Ten Commandments? Losachmoy. We know that in Yiddishkeit the 10th of any series is always the most choshuv. And also we know that the thing at the end, number 10, the end of a series, always contains everything. Contains everything of what came before. Nishal es ha-shaylem. Lo yaleinu lipcho mi bein ha-tarik mitzvahs. You were given the job out of the 630 mitzvahs to take the 10 most basic mitzvahs. I mean, the losachmud would have made it into your top 10. Go through the 630 mitzvahs, choose the top 10. The top 10 football players, the top 10 songs, the top 10 mitzvahs of the month. Losachmud would have made it into your list. Not a nice thing to do, but you know, there's a other stuff that's a lot worse than yourself. Imunu Bashem, Shmir Shabbos, Kibur Avaim, Losiatzach, Losignov, Lisenov, Kolomitzes, Basisus, Beyais, Lumazais, Mia Yachoshev, Shayech, is Losach, Mudluk Futsaze. What's Losach doing in these? These are super weights, these are heavy weights. Losach, it's not a nice thing to do, but it's catastrophic. Basisis. Without this, your Yiddishkeit doesn't start. I wouldn't just put in the top 10. It's number 10. It's the biggest. It's the one. This is number one. And Slo Sachmud is all the other mitzvahs. Had it made it into your top 10, it would have been number one? No. Hatshuva lakachi, shekashadam mitmodeh, mismoideh, umatzliach lamud benisoynes shelo sachmud. When a person withstands and is successful in overcoming the nisoynes of lo sachmud, kasheroye yodayu magish ki hu kibul ila mole, when he understands and feels real that he has received an entire world, it's called Mashu Zokot Lo Bidyuk. I have everything I need. Lo Chaseli Klum. Zuy Adia Shleima Hamakifa Vakoleles. It's called Yeta Dibruz. Included in there is all the basics of all the other mitzvahs. Omek Hamashmois Shel Hamanois Meretzach. Why don't you kill? Why don't you steal? And what about all the other veiras that are mentioned? Nimdodim lifiyamida shel ha'minois mechemdas ha'ilam she'eni shelo. It's all measured against the desire for something that's not mine. What's lo sachmud? I want something that's not mine. When I understand that I have everything I need, so then there's no room for a tzich, there's no room for gneiva, there's no room for a lack of kibud avayim, there's no room for why wouldn't you keep Shabbos? Yeah, because you've got to work, because otherwise how are you going to make a living? And you know, 80% of your panosa comes on Shabbos. But I have everything I need, so why would I work on Shabbos? All the mitzvahs slot into place if you recognize and know that I have everything I need. Bein begashmis, bein beruchnis, lo chaseli klum. Sleep on that one and we'll get together tomorrow. So I have to run to a meeting.